This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica implementing fee structure for CARICOM skills certificate. Youth Ministry moves to identify additional job opportunities for young people within the creative industries and libraries to play a key role in education broadcasting service. Details after the break.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, continues its drive to serve you better with a full rollout of its cashless system.
This will make your traveling experience much simpler and safer because you won't need to use cash, just your smarter card.
So what are you waiting on? Get your electronic smarter cards at the Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Down Bus Park and JUTC office at 7 East Parade, downtown Kingston.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
Your route to excellence.
Now the news. Persons applying for Caribbean Community CARICOM qualifying skill certificates will be required to pay for the processing and preparation of the required documents. Director of the Work Permit Department in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Lisa Ann Grant, says as of April 1, persons will be charged a processing fee of $8,000 and a further $2,000 for each of the applicant's dependents. A non-refundable application fee of $2,000 will also be charged for the issuance of the certificate. The change is being effected under Regulation 2 of the Caribbean Community Free Movement of Skilled Persons Act.
To replace a lost certificate will attract a cost of $3,000. And to amend any part of your skill certificate will now attract a cost of $2,000.
Ms. Grant was speaking at a JIS think tank session Thursday. Last year, 442 skill certificates were issued to CARICOM nationals, with Jamaicans accounting for 411 of that number. The Ministry of Youth and Culture is moving to identify additional sustainable job opportunities for young people within the creative industries, particularly in reggae music. This is one of the key areas of a memorandum of understanding being negotiated with the Jamaica Reggae Industry Association, JARIA. Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna says the MOU also aims to facilitate heightened awareness, knowledge and understanding among Jamaica's youth of the importance of reggae music.
What we have is heart, passion and love for culture. And we're pleased because we intend to sign a 5-year memorandum of understanding with JARIA. And we are partnering to have the Reggae Open Air Universities, the symposium, the trade fair, but more importantly, to really take our music to teach.
Minister Hanna was speaking recently at the launch of Reggae Month 2014. The National Health Fund, NHF, has spent just over $28 billion over the last decade providing health care for Jamaicans. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says $17.6 billion of that total amount was paid out in subsidy for medication, which represents the largest area of spending. He says the institution has been a key element of the government's strategy to reduce non-communicable diseases, NCDs.
NHF has reduced the effects of NCDs by providing increased access to pharmaceuticals to treat these illnesses, as well as programs to encourage healthy lifestyles.
Minister Ferguson was speaking at the NHF's 10th anniversary banquet earlier this week. The National Health Fund was established in 2003 to provide financial support to the healthcare system in Jamaica with a view to improving healthcare effectiveness and the overall health of the Jamaican population. And libraries are to play a key role in the Ministry of Education's planned education broadcasting service. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education, Elaine Foster Allen, says libraries are the largest single provider of free access to computers, the internet, and various aspects of information technology, making them ideally positioned to help maximize the scope of the broadcasting service. The Education Broadcasting Service will utilize available space on cable television and the Public Broadcasting Corporation of Jamaica, PBCJ, to broadcast educational content island-wide.
No doubt, the services of librarians, the library information workers will be called upon to ensure that the information that will be made available will be widely made available.
Mrs. Foster Allen was speaking at the opening of the 2-day Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, Library and Information Association of Jamaica, LIAJA conference on Thursday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.